Y'all got your drink, fellas.
Got my drink.
It was like, ooh, Al, lips look so good.
I got good everything, Chuck.
What else you got good, Al?
Take a look at that picture I sent you.
I just figured I'd get the girls a little preview of the spring summer collection, aka my body.
It is TGIF. This is what y'all came for, right? Y'all came for this.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. It's your girl, Claudia Jordan, and we're back with another episode of TGIF, your new favorite talk show, your nighttime talk show. Now, we're here to spill the tea and break down some of the biggest headlines and news that's trending all over social media. Now, sit back, relax, and get ready to sip this hot tea because, you know, we had a lot of stuff to talk about. Tonight's a special show, though. But we're going to get into that in a second. But please, let me welcome my co-host. Please welcome multimedia personality and talk show host, birthday boy, Funky Dineva.
Woo, woo, woo. It's my birthday. Go me. Go me. Hey, y'all.
How you doing?
I am doing good. I'm 38 and fabulous. If you don't feel a day over 21.
Okay. Well, we have a lot of stuff in store for you today. So we definitely want to celebrate you today. But before we do that, we have to also welcome the other part of this majestic trio, brand strategist Al Reynolds. Hey, Al.
You know I'm not talking to you, Claudia.
Well, I shouldn't be talking to you because you told me to be silent.
I'm just kidding. You know I'm joking.
I know. How you doing, Al?
Hi, Claudia. Happy birthday, Q.
Thank you so much, brother. Man, I miss you guys, too. I was telling Al offline, Claudia, we've got to do another rendezvous in some city real soon.
So right. I was supposed to be in Atlanta next week to shoot something, but I just got the week off, so we can do something. I know I say this like all the time, like we can go next week. I'm down.
You stay on the road.
I know. Al, we saw your post where you actually called Funky Dineva and I interior designers after last week's show. And you had your little fans come for us because we talked about your background.
Listen, y'all not gonna call my shit the days in. Residents in. What did Q call it? You called it the
all of it, all of the above.
You just glad you got your setup back.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'm using the virtual background. Actually, my green screen is still broken. Isaac broke my green screen for those of y'all who don't know. And I get my new one from Amazon on Thursday, but I'm using the virtual feature on Zoom, which is a pretty cool feature.
Oh, shoot, it does. It looks really nice.
Thank you.
It looks great. All right, well, listen, let's get into it. It's a special show because we are celebrating our very own Funky Dineva's birthday. It's Leo season.
Yes,
and we definitely are looking forward to celebrating you. So to kick off your birthday celebration, Q, we put together some of your best moments from the show. Let's roll it.
I'm ready for Funky Dineva tonight.
Oh, you ready? Al, what that mouth do? You done went down to the spa, got your new lips on for the night. Looking like two big, plump, juicy pork chops. Woo-woo! That's what you were supposed to do. Now go on to the next story.
Oh, hold on, y'all.
Just ghetto. I just figured I'd get the girls a little preview, of the spring summer collection, AKA my body. Just a little sample. I don't make the news. I just report it. Okay. Oh, that was too cute. Thank you, guys.
Well, we like that. We're glad you like it. Funky, now, before I tell you how much Al and I tell us how much we love you, we want to touch upon something you posted recently on your Instagram about your evolution over the last 4 years, which I thought was super dope. I loved it. Now, you went from sitting in rehearsal for our sister circle. Mm-hmm. Being on VH1, and now you're co-hosting one of the hottest talk shows, TGIF. Funky, talk about your evolution and how you feel getting to this moment, because I know it wasn't an overnight thing. You actually, and people say this about you, you put in the real work, sweat equity, right. You absolutely did.
You know, a lot of people don't know, I am 11 years in the game. That's over a decade. And you know, those Facebook memories always mess you up, because when I posted that, it was on that day that we were in rehearsal for Sister Circle. And I'll tell you a little bit about Sister Circle. You know, when we got that show, we were sold that this show was going to be the next The View, next The Real, next big, whatever. And I honestly thought that show was going to be my moment. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yes, this is the bridge that's going to bring me over. Unfortunately, it wasn't. And when his Sister Circle ended, I was like, damn, what am I going to do next? And it's just so funny how God and the universe works. And I just kept working And, you know, more TV opportunities opened up. And then this opportunity presented itself, which is truly the opportunity of a lifetime. I'm so thankful for Foxhole and this show that we've created. And I'm just blessed. And just looking back, it just humbled me. And I'm just like, you know, I wouldn't want it to have happened any other way.
Love it. I love to hear that story. You know, a lot of people think it's overnight or someone hooked you up or it was easy. And it's not, but the people that are meant to be doing this will rise to the top, and you have. Well, Funky, it's time for us to express our gratitude and appreciation for you, Al. Why don't you go ahead and kick that off?
Oh, sure. So, you know, Funky and I have had these conversations before. My brother, I just want to say thank you for being patient with me, number one, on this show, and also teaching me. You've really taught me the game, and you've really helped me because you knew my anxiety was working with you and Claudia, because the two of you are really great. Thank you for holding my hand through this. Thank you for being patient. Thank you for being smart. Thank you for being compassionate. Thank you for just being the example of what you want a coworker to be in this space. Because as we all know, we've worked with people where it is dog eat dog and it's everyone for your own. And if you don't know, Funky is not that talent. Funky actually brings you in and say, yo, you need to do it this way. In my experience, this is what's happened with me. And you don't get those golden nuggets from someone as great as you. From the bottom of my heart, and if I could yell it from a rooftop, I would say thank you, thank you, thank you, Funky, for everything that you've done and the role model that you played in my life, and happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm going to get you some flea spray because obviously you have fleas flying around in your hotel room. But thank you.
Getting to know you for real has been a real pleasure. It really has. I mean, I knew you from afar. I've definitely heard you talk shit about me before on one of your shows. I said, who's this guy? Who's this guy saying my day rate is not $1,500 a day? But listen, you were still funny. And to see how this all came together and, you know, the fact that you were even open to do this. And then it's just, you know, your presence is just so powerful. You're so good at what you do. I love that the kind of personality you are, like in on the work scene, but outside of work as well. You know, yes, you can be shady and you talk your shit, but you back it up with knowledge and compassion. And you're so complex. You're definitely not this surface character that people may even try to perceive you as. You're not that. You are just so many layers and levels. And I just find you just to be such a fascinating person. And, you know, your sweet side, your soft side that you definitely have. And I just want everyone out there that doesn't really know him like that to really get a chance to try and pay attention to this man. The way you think, you know, like you're a special soul. You really are, Q. You really, really, really are. And I can't tell you how much I look forward to not only working with you every Wednesday and Friday, but I really look forward to spending real time. You know, like our days on the boat, mm-hmm. our time just having, you know, drinks, very special. You're an amazing person. And I just see nothing but humongous opportunities. And your star is just on such an amazing trajectory. And we're lucky to have you. We really are. Happy birthday. We definitely love you.
Thank you so much. And I want you guys to know the feeling is mutual. I love our team. I love working with you guys. We are not coworkers. We're family. And I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, Funky, we have some more birthday surprises throughout the show for you. But in the meantime, it's me, GIF. So let's get into some hot topics now. Okay. You all get ready.
Let's go. Oh,
wait, what's everybody drinking tonight for Q's birthday? What are we doing? What are we drinking?
So I'm doing a little Publix lemonade, Publix tea, and Tito's vodka.
All right, I'm gonna do the white wine thing again, except for tonight I'm doing a Chardonnay.
Whatever you had last week, throw that shit away.
never. I needed some more. If I had another bottle, I would have it tonight.
Oh, we
that gas station wine Al was drinking had him on a whole level last week.
I got some ruby red grapefruit juice and some Tito's. I didn't really have any mixes. I know it sounds crazy, but it's actually good. Okay, let's get into it. Candy Burrs is keeping it real with her fans, and she reveals she had another cosmetic surgery, but this time she had a breast reduction. She said, "I've tried some juice fast recently, and yes, I did lose a couple of pounds with that, but I've been trying to change the way I eat. I've been trying intermittent fasting, went to a doctor, and he cut off a chunk of each boob." Now, she said, "I'm just going to keep it 100 with y'all." Now, her announcement comes just days after Marlo Hampton revealed that she received a hair transplant. Well, what are your thoughts on reality stars being so, you know, open about their transformations? What do y'all think?
I think it's a beautiful thing. I think people need to know it because, and granted, I'm not a woman and I don't understand the social pressures that women feel to be beautiful. But I read enough and heard enough to know that they are influenced heavily by these images and trying to live up to them. And people need to realize that, what you're trying to live up to and what you're trying to be is actually fake. You know what I'm saying? It's not real. And people are out there beating themselves up trying to be IG models and look like these people on TV. And these people don't even look like that in real life. So I think that it was a very noble thing that both Marlo and Candy did in terms of sharing the work that they did and being transparent.
Al, what do you think?
I just feel like Candy looks great to me. Yep. Candy has always looked great to me. And I'm not in a place to tell a woman what they can and cannot do with their body, whether they want, you know, to enhance something or not. For me, with Candy, she's always been beautiful. She's always been talented. I honestly would have never known she had a breast reduction. The interesting thing to me that I want to know is if Block gave her child support money or not for Riley. That's the only thing that I'm interested in with Candy. She's beautiful. I mean, I would have never known she had a breast reduction, to be honest.
I love Candy, and she was definitely one of the bright spots in my one season on that show, and just supports other women, cool as hell, very what you see is what you get. So I'm not surprised that she would go and talk about this. And a lot of women that have, you know, large breasts, they suffer with severe back pains and their bras cutting into their shoulders, the straps, and it's really painful. So I think that's, you know, I think I applaud her for doing this. She didn't have to. You know what I mean? Because you open yourself up to all the little social media experts and, you know, critique. And she did. And I think that's on brand for how Candy is, the type of woman she is. She's like, listen, this could help someone else. I think you look great, Candy. So kudos to you.
What's more concerning now, look, when I went to Florida State University and got my degree in economics, them people, they teach me nothing about medicine. But somebody has to explain to me how getting your hairline done make you look beat up under the eyes, Marlo Hampton. Like, somebody explain that one to me.
The fluids, I think there's a lot of, you know what? I don't know. I tried to clean it. I don't know.
And then too, the hair. See, we on the wrong story. We didn't even talk about the hair transplant. Where did they transplant it from? Did they pull some from the back scalp and pull it to the front? Like, how does that work?
No, she's actually doing like that where they engage the follicle. So she does like these intense treatments across the hairline. From like what I understand,
they needle it or something.
So they kind of put a needle in it and they're punching it down to revitalize the growth so that it can grow. Remember, she said that it will grow in 3 months and then in 6 months, it's going to be much more than that. And then a year, it's going to be out of this world. So I think that's why she had a whole lot of pressure from the treatment and the needles going down into her head. Cause it's almost like a pin, mm-hmm. You know, like a mending pin. And they do a ton of those across your head and your scalp.
Why didn't Tory Lanez get that?
Quiet as a cat, and Al over there speaking so eloquently about it. His ass probably don't got that as long with the butt done, the lip, everything.
Now look, it's your birthday, but it don't mean I won't come for you there. Don't do you need to be doing what Marlo's doing because you don't got
a part.
Your hairline is way back there, brother. But I don't
have a hair. Listen, I ain't even mad with you. I don't even have a hairline. Right.
But it's your birthday. We're gonna be cool. And I'm drinking Chardonnay, so
look at Al. How far we're gonna talk about Al's evolution on the next show. One of my friends, we're gonna go to a break. My friend John Orlando, and he wouldn't mind me saying this because he's posted on his Instagram. He had the hair transplant, he had his hairline restored. And I remember he posted and he had a lot of the same bruising around his eyes. So I think that's just something that does happen. So, all right, y'all, the birthday celebration in TGIF continues after we take this quick break. We'll be back. Show Q some love in the chat, some birthday love. We want to see a bunch of hearts.
Show me some love in my Cash App. It's on my Instagram page.
We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back to TGIF. And for people who are just tuning in, tonight we are celebrating our very own Funky Dineva's birthday. Happy birthday once again.
Thank you.
And to continue the celebration, we have some birthday video shout outs. Let's take a look.
Happy birthday, Funky. I'm wishing you the happiest of birthdays and cheers to many more years of shade and truth telling to come.
Birthday. Listen, I wish we were down there to help you celebrate down to the bar with a Honda Cars B. But until then, know that we love you and happy birthday.
How you feeling about this?
Oh, Richie and Monique, that's my brother. And me and Monique, our friendship is growing. I love both of them so much. Thank you, guys. That means a lot.
Just so you know, no one knew it was your birthday until you said it on Wednesday. You blurted it out on the show. We were like, oh damn. So I just want to tell you the love that you have from people, and you're going to see throughout the show, everyone that we wanted to reach out to pretty much came through, and they were like immediately, like, not in makeup, whatever. Just, you have a lot of love out there.
Thank you. It means a lot. I love a lot of people.
All right, let's keep this love fest going. Lizzo, she took to Instagram Live this week and had an emotional breakdown as a negative comments poured in her stream regarding her new video, Rumors, with Cardi B. Take a look.
And for the most part, it doesn't hurt my feelings. I don't care. I just think when I'm working this hard, my tolerance gets lower.
Well, Cardi B quickly stepped in to defend Lizzo. She said, whether you're skinny, big, plastic, they're going to always try to put their insecurities on you. Remember, these are nerds looking at the popular table. And Offset jumped in. He said, let these beautiful black women be great. Well, what do y'all think about this? And Lizzo's breakdown.
Unpopular opinion. Nobody wants to be fat. Unpopular opinion. Nobody wants to be skinny, super skinny. Here's my thing with Lizzo, and I feel bad for anybody that's hurting. Nobody deserves to be in pain. Nobody deserves to be targeted when it comes to any imperfection or perceived imperfection about their body. My thing with Lizzo, though, is that Lizzo has made her outward appearance the topic of conversation. It's become her gimmick. You know, look at me, I'm big, I'm twerking. Look at me, I'm big, I wear revealing clothes. Look at me, I'm big and I'm beautiful. And I do believe that she's big and beautiful. But the thing about it is, Lizzo is the one who has made it about her body, not everybody else. Take Kelly Price, for example. When Kelly Price first came out, Kelly Price got called fat one good time, then we got over it and moved on, and we went on to recognize and love her for her voice. Lizzo is not the first big girl in the business, and she won't be the last, but it is Lizzo that has made her body the topic of conversation and not the people.
Well said. Al?
You know, and I feel like Lizzo is clearly exhibiting a lot of anxiety around being a celebrity with her weight. And I think I have a little bit of expertise with someone who was married to a celebrity who had a lot of weight and weight issues. The thing with Lizzo, though, is she oscillates. And this is where I feel like Lizzo need to protect her mental health, because now you're popping up crying a lot on Instagram, and that just doesn't feel right. I don't know if it's sincere, then I know and I believe you need to get help. But in my opinion, she oscillates so much, so you never know where she is in her mental health. Because one minute she's proud to be full size, she's twerking, she's wearing whatever she wants to wear. And then the next minute, she's ashamed of her size, and she's battling with the comments of people making after she's presented her herself with no clothes on and twerking. So as far as I'm concerned, I just think that this may be a call from Lizzo for help. And Lizzo needs to get the help that she needs, and her record label needs to get her the help that she needs. Because all this crying is an emotional roller coaster for her fans, and it's an emotional roller coaster for the viewers.
I agree with both of you. Great points. When I first saw Lizzo, I wasn't familiar with her. I was at the BET Awards. She came out, she played the flute, and she did her damn thing. And at first, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I'm gonna be keeping 1,000% a buck with y'all. When she came out, I was like, damn, she's big, right? I thought about that for all of 1 second. As soon as she hit that flute and did her thing and the way she moved, I could give a damn less about her weight. I was like, who is this woman? She was the shit. Like, I loved her, like, her confidence, whether it was fake or real. I loved how she presented herself. Like, again, we're human. We're going to notice them. Oh, they bald, they fat, they skinny, they this, they that. That's what we do, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone got a little bit of shade in their head, right? Mm-hmm. But soon as her talent was displayed, I didn't care. And I didn't think nothing about her weight until all these videos started coming out where she got a thong on, where she's just showing her ass, where she's got her butt out, where she's shoving it down our throats. And I just feel like I agree with you, Q. She made it a thing. And I think when you put out fake confidence in something that you're really not that happy about, you right. can only carry that on for so long before the house of cards is going to fall down. And what we're seeing now is the breakdown. Right. Lizzo, you are one of the dopest artists out. And there was so much excitement around you when you came out. And I think I kind of think you were trying to just get ahead of the criticism. Like, I'll say it first. Mm-hmm. And I get that. But baby girl, you are already so cemented in the game as far as a talented person. Like, give that a break. Maybe get off social media and like, let that not be the conversation. Just keep dropping fire like we know you can do. And you play instruments and you can sing, like you can do everything. Mm-hmm. And I hate to see you crying like that, because guess what? The trolls are going to just gun for that as well. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just want to go back to hearing stories about Lizzo and music and awards and not about your butt being out. Cause I'm sick of it from the skinny, the fat, the medium, all of y'all. Mm-hmm. Ain't a fat thing. It's a get your ass out of my face. I'm like, what else you got going on? Congratulations. You got a butt, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just, it's exhausting, but I do hope she gets better. And I hope that she takes a break. It's clearly getting to her. All right. So, singer Chloe Bailey dropped some gorgeous photos from her Flaunt magazine shoot. Did y'all see the pictures?
I did.
So let me tell you who definitely saw the pictures. Lil Nas X. He was not afraid to show some love. The rapper wrote, no disrespect. You know, some disrespectful shit's going to come after someone says no disrespect, but you need your ass ate for this. Cause wow. Now, fans didn't hesitate to express their mixed emotions about Lil Nas X's comments. One person wrote, so it's cool for a gay dude to say it and not get backlash, but God forbid a straight dude say it and y'all would cancel him and scream sexual assault. Another user wrote, to all straight men acting oppressed, women aren't afraid of gay men. Straight men make up 90 to 99% of rape cases against women and has a history of murdering and raping women. So why would women take such comments from straight men? Are people blowing this out of proportion, or was Lil Nas X out of line?
You know what? I can't stand these fake ass heterosexual black male hoteps that just insist on waging war against the gays. Yes, you're absolutely right. A gay man can say it. I go in the bathroom with my homegirls. I call them bitch. They get dressed in front of me. I touch their titty. I touch their ass. I slap their ass when they're twerking. Mm-hmm. I can do it. You can't, okay? And yes, they like the second user said, they feel safe. My good girlfriends know when we go to, when I take them with me to the gay club, they love going with me to the gay club because they're like, Q, I can dance. The boys buy us drinks. They dance up on us and we know that they're not trying to touch us or take us home or put nothing in our drink and have sex with us and all that. So, you know, to Buddy who was making this about gay, straight, and a different, Georgie, shut up, I'm at work.
Hold up. You call me ghetto for my home phone ringing. You call me ghetto. You call me ghetto for my home phone ringing. You got a whole Doberman pincher. What kind of dog? You a German Shepherd in your house? What you doing?
You ain't good until I get at work. And that's why I don't let you in here. Now, if you don't make me lose this good job acting ghetto.
Okay.
But yeah, to my point, yes, We can't get away with it. And the second user was right. Just ghetto. Just ghetto.
You and your ghetto ass dog. Before we go to commercial, we have some more birthday shout outs. Let's take a look.
Wait a minute. I forgot to get my little Nas situation. Okay.
We're celebrating Q's birthday. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Q. Happy birthday to you. Hey, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Q. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Q. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And don't get too drunk down to the bar. We need you to make it home so you can make it to work. All right, now. Love you from your big sister, SJ.
She's awesome. Oh, I love Selena. Boy, I love Selena.
Well, we appreciate you, Selena. Thank you so much. Al, go ahead and make your point before we go to break. I don't want to get dragged in the comments.
Anyway, no, this is what's funny to me was that he said, you need your ass ate for this, right? I'm just like, Lil Nas, buddy, you know this is a woman, right? She ain't no man. You don't have to eat her ass. She got something better than ass. She got what Q call a tussy cat, brother. You ain't got to eat her ass. That's all I want to say. He got it mixed up. Like, what?
I stalled going to commercial to get our sponsorship money for that nasty ass comment. that's what we do.
Yes, it was a good one. Don't worry about it. Go to the next topic.
No, I'm going to commercial. We'll be right back with more TGIF and celebrating Q's birthday when we come back. Welcome back to TGIF. I just want to show the chat some love. There's a bunch of y'all in the chat. Show us some birthday cake if you're here for Q's birthday. You want to wish him some love. Let me go ahead and read some of the comments. Florence DeVal says, Lizzo needs to play her flute. Stop showing us parts of her body that only her man should see. Speak, Claudia. She displayed fake confidence. What's up? Pull my teeth, said Al. We know you won't be eating no tussy cat, so please. Oh, wait a minute. No, he's still. I got to defend my friend right there. Al needs an endless. Oh, Jane Jackson says Al needs an endless supply of white wine. And yeah, there's lots of people saying tussy cat. Q, you need to trademark that tussy cat.
I know, right?
She makes some tussy cat t-shirts. And
the funny thing is, I don't even know where I got that word from. I just was talking and it just came out of my mouth one day.
All right. So look, we got to get into this live read real quick. All right. No matter how you're feeling about getting back out there and hanging out with your friends, it could definitely be an adjustment. And when the world gets too loud, I love to create my own soundtrack by popping in my Raycon wireless buds. Now, sometimes you just need some music to pump you up before you see people, hit the gym, or maybe just to stay calm by listening to some meditation to keep you grounded. Let me tell you right now, Raycons are the best way to listen. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort. And unlike other brands, they don't stick out of your ear. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want when you want for a really long time. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and they sound just as good. And Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you can't lose. Gotta give them a try, and you will see what I mean. So create your own soundtrack with Raycon. Right now, our viewers, our lucky viewers, can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/TGIF. That's buyraycon.com/TGIF, and you're going to save 15% on Raycons. So go ahead and get some Raycons at buyraycon.com/TGIF. All right, now back to the tea. It's being reported that 19-year-old LaMelo Ball is dating 32-year-old Instagram model Anna Montana, and Twitter is going ham. One tweet read, so since everyone had a problem with what Brittany Renner did to PJ Washington, let's talk about LaMelo Ball and his grandma, Anna Montana, because that woman is 32 and he's 19. That's not predatory to y'all. Call it out. Check out another tweet. Men are going to always go for the dream IG model they love to F with women who wouldn't give them the time of day if they weren't famous. Do you think Anna's just trying to secure the black bag, or she just wants some young peen?
She most definitely is trying to secure the bag. And I'm going to tell you what he should do to test her. He should go get a vasectomy. Mm-hmm. You know, and for men, vasectomies are reversible. Go get a vasectomy and see if her temperament changes. I'm here to tell Anna, his mama ain't gonna never like you. because she see this for what it is. Yes, it is predatory. And she tried to send out this little tweet talking about, y'all know I got my own money, right, to take care of my family. Yeah, we also know that you don't go scouting for men at the playground and arcades either, girl. So cut it out, okay? You are with LaMelo because he is a player. And listen, who wouldn't want to be with an athlete with all the money? I ain't knocking you for it, but let's just call a thing a thing. Let's not pretend like you just in the business of loving up and giving your tootsie cat to 19-year-olds because you're not. And I'm, you know, and now that I just said 19, the fact that teen is behind your age and she's 32, that's just nasty. It's nasty, and I'm going to take it a step further. It's wrong.
Okay. Al, what do you think?
You know, I feel it's predatory for sure. I mean, if it was, if the roles were reversed and it was a soon-to-be 33-year-old man hollering at an 18- or 19-year-old woman, we would be all in arms. But in this case, I'm not worried because I'm going to tell you something. That daddy ball is what I call him. He ain't going to allow nothing crazy to go down like this. She won't be walking out of that household with $200,000 a month. I'm convinced that he's going to protect that family dynasty. He's in his son's ear. And I think it's fun. His son is having fun. He is rich. He's young. He's handsome. And he can deal with anybody he wants. If he wants Madonna, he can play with her too. But that daddy ain't going to let nothing crazy happen like what happened with PJ. For sure. Promise you.
Okay. All right.
Temporary vasectomies. The ones that are reversible, he legitimately should do that.
Well, or he could do the contraceptive I was telling you about, the pill. He could take the pill. A lot of guys are a little bit afraid of the vasectomy because it is a clipping and there is a reversal process to it. But just like a birth control pill, he can take a pill which stops his sperm from fertilizing the egg. I promise you, if he did, and like I said before, if any of these athletes started to do stuff like that or the vasectomy, these women wouldn't be so predatory.
I wonder who approached who, though. Because a lot of these young guys, they go after these older women.
Yeah,
they
think they're
going
to
get someone that's really sexually, right, you know,
I'm
liberated.
Sure, in her DM. I mean, look, he's young, 19, he's got a gazillion dollars. He probably slides in a gazillion DMs. This is a sport for him. Yep. Think about it. This is a sport for him. He really doesn't care what age she is. I think all he is caring about is how she's turning what he needs turned on.
Look how young he looks.
I will say this, though. They look good. They look nice.
That family, like, I've said this before on the show. That entire family is attractive. Claudia is the one that said that. She said not so much. But I think that entire family is attractive.
Some of them brothers look like they're missing the chromosome.
They're not.
You're not going to talk about my light-skinned brothers like
them
that.
Other ones like them other ones looking real chromosomal missing.
I think whatever chromosome they missing, that bank account, them zeros, ain't a single zero missing on that mug. And I bet you that DM is packed from the top to the bottom. They can't even get enough of that stroll through on that.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Check out this next story. There's this Ohio woman, right? I don't know if y'all saw this. She was recently married the man who was convicted of killing her own brother. Now, the wedding had to happen in their backyard because he's currently in house arrest after his conviction was recently overturned when new evidence came to light. Now, he was sent to prison in 1989 for the shooting death of his friend during an argument. He served 32 years in prison, and now he is free and happy with his new wife. The bride told Inside Edition, "People are not going to understand our relationship, and I'm okay with that." What do y'all think about this story? She married her brother's killer.
Well, the conviction was overturned, so it sounds as if she married her brother's friend. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And that kind of happened. You know, we all hanging out, looking at their ages now, 32 years ago, they probably were teenagers in their early 20s, and she probably was the little bratty kid sister that came into the room while they were playing video games or whatever the case may be. She was familiar with him. She probably was always crushing on him from the time she was a little girl. You know, I would be curious to know the details surrounding the murder. Granted, the conviction was overturned. It doesn't mean that he didn't kill the brother. Mm-hmm. This is a little odd. I mean, I don't think anybody in their right mind would allow themselves to develop feelings for somebody who was accused or convicted of killing their family member. But you know what? If it works for them and they ain't hurting nobody or bothering nobody, have at it.
She must not have liked her brother that much. That's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying? She was like, nah.
You got to do a little bit more research, guys. It actually wasn't her brother. It was her brother-in-law. Okay, so she's third removed from this. This wasn't her brother. This was her brother-in-law. So this was her sister's husband's. It was her sister's husband. All right. So it wasn't her blood brother. It was her brother-in-law. So I kind of see, and like Q was saying, she was feeling him way before any of this happened, clearly, right? And she followed him from the time that he went to prison. They kept a very strong relationship. She visited him on a regular. But once again, this isn't her brother's killer. This is her sister's alleged brother's killer. So let's just make sure we clear that up. She was pretty much removed enough. She probably been fiending him since high school, grew up on the same street as him, liked him the whole time. And when this went down, she supported him and eventually fell in love with him.
Well, that makes it totally fine then. It wasn't right. Her brother.
Well, I'm just saying it's not her brother is all I'm saying. Don't act like if it's her brother, it's something totally different. Like, that's your blood. You stand by your blood. But this is her sister's ex-husband. So
I get that. But your sister's, he's not your blood brother, but he's family. He still killed someone or was went to prison for killing someone.
Well listen, don't judge him behind that because it's a lot of people out here single. There's a lot of people out here single because their Prince Charming is sitting behind bars and they're being judgmental. For all I know, my happily ever after is sitting on death row somewhere. I need to start writing me some damn letters. Missing out on love.
Being know, judgmental. Right?
Don't you let. Don't you let no iron bars keep you from a good man, Savannah. Good man. Okay? He's just in a bad situation and he's trying to get out of it.
And he was acquitted.
He ain't even do it.
That's right.
All right, Funky. We have another birthday shout out for you. Let's take a look.
Funky Dineva, I'm here today. It's your birthday. Happy birthday, friend. Happy birthday to you. Oh, my God. I'm home resting, trying to get myself together, honey. But it's your birthday. And hell of high water couldn't keep me from saying happy birthday to my dog. May you be blessed immensely, Dineva. And I am so, so proud of you and so happy for you for all the things that you got going on right now. And congratulations on Fox Soul and everything over there. I love you so much. Happy birthday, boo!
Oh, that is my sister. Thank you so much, Madison. Me and Madison are down like four flat tires, boy, I tell you.
She's beautiful.
I love her so much. Love to his math. And thank you so much for taking the time to wish our brother here a happy birthday. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have more TJF and more birthday celebration for Funky Dineva. We'll be right back. Welcome back to TGIF. I'm Claudia Jordan, joined by Funky Dineva and Al Reynolds. But today is a real one.
Birthday.
Funky Dineva.
Come
we have
on, Funky, more. Come on, Funky.
We have some more birthday shout-outs. Let's take a look.
Come on.
Back at Florida State University, where you got your degree in economics, this time of year, we would have been partying. Late night library, Baja Beach Club, Top Flight, and then the party, the infamous parties at 75 for your birthday. Happy birthday, my brother. Much love.
Oh, where did y'all go and dig up Tim Jones at? Oh, my God.
Are you surprised?
Thank you. I am so surprised. Yes, I am. Y'all really pay attention to he? Detail.
Who is he? Is he your line brother or something?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, Tim is one of my very, very closest friends. We met freshman year in the dorms. We were basically
roommate.
Yeah, basically, he lived in the townhouse next door to my, we shared a wall. So his house door was never locked. My house door was never locked. And we were just through our entire college career. He now lives in Tampa with his family. My sister lives in Tampa with her family.
Oh, that's
their kids now go to the same school. So when I go to Tampa to visit my sister, I visit Tim all the time. Tim is one of my dearest friends in life.
Oh, nice.
I'm so glad. Like, your face definitely lit up differently on that one. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So, you know, the story of TGIF, how we all came together. We were at Cynthia Bailey's wedding, and there's an infamous car ride with myself and Al and Gary with the T, who we miss and love. And then we get to the wedding, we see you. So we couldn't do this without this next birthday shout out.
Let's see.
Oh, hey, Funky Dineva. Happy birthday to you. Of course, you are a Leo as well. Of course. I just finished celebrating Mike's birthday, and now it's your birthday. So happy birthday to you. And I hope you have an amazing, amazing day.
She's cute. Cute. I hit her last night when she was out celebrating, and she was probably still faded, probably just got in from the club. And she was like, absolutely. And she sent it in right away. Mm-hmm. Like, so much love for you.
Thank you. I love, you know, Cynthia's special to me before this or whatever the case may be. She was a special friend, but y'all know what Cynthia means to us. I mean, Cynthia's wedding was the catalyst for what it is we are now. So Cynthia, you will always be one way or another part of TGIF history and Fox Soul history by virtue of your invitation list at your wedding, you and Mike Hills. Thank you, Cynthia.
Love it.
All right. Well, let's get into some more TGIF. All right. Now, James Bond star Daniel Craig is not a fan of large inheritances and doesn't plan on leaving his kids anything when he passes away. He recently told Candy Magazine that he plans on spending or giving away his $160 million fortune rather than leave it to his two kids. He said, I don't want to leave great sums to the next generation. I think inheritance is quite distasteful. My philosophy is get rid of it or give it away before you go. Ooh, I know they're mad. They're going to kill him. Do you agree with Craig's statements? What do you think about this?
I think that his kids should pray that his behind becomes senile before he dies and they have to take power of attorney over his affairs. You know, I would be curious to know, I would want him to elaborate on the distasteful part. Like, is he saying that you should do good with the money while you're on earth and just stockpiling it and leaving it behind is distasteful? Is that what makes it distasteful? Or is, you know, just leaving money to kids that didn't earn it, is that distasteful? I'd just be curious to know what he means by distasteful. But it's his money. And here's the thing that I realized, though. Gloria Vanderbilt pulled that crap. I think it's Bill Gates talking about he not leaving his kids something. Yeah, you know what? They might not be leaving them the lion's share of their money, but I'm pretty sure they're going to make sure that the kids are right. You know what I'm saying? Before they go. So, you know, it's his money. He can do whatever he wants.
Al?
Well, actually, guys, it's what he's supposed to do. So what we have here when you have a person that's has a net worth higher than $11 million is you have what's called estate taxes versus inheritance tax. So if you want to do the smart thing against your family, you don't want to leave your kids an inheritance, because if you do, they will be taxed for the inheritance. Instead, what you want to do, especially if you make over $11.7 million, up to $11.7 million, you don't have to worry about estate taxes. But after that, because he's worth $160 million, you absolutely 100% don't want to leave an inheritance to your kid. What you want to do is you want to do five things. One, you want to give gifts. Two, you want to have an irrevocable life insurance policy. Three, you want to make charitable donations. Four, you want to establish a family limited partnership. And last, you want to have a qualified personal, what's called resident trust. Or is it called resident trust? Yeah, I think it's called a residence trust. So even though it sounds very ugly, he's actually doing the right thing to make sure that he passes generational wealth along appropriately. Good job, Daniel Craig. Very proud for you to taking this stance, and very smart also.
But that don't sound like what he's doing. From the tone of how he's saying it, that don't sound like what he's doing.
Well, no, you read the tone of how it was reported.
Okay.
That was the tone of how it was reported. As a person with an extreme amount of wealth that's worrying about taxes and generational transferring of generational wealth, you never want to show your hand to the federal government. See, in this case, because he's worth $160 million and he's making $25 million for this next show, he's got to hide his income. And the best way to hide his income is say, I'm not doing an inheritance, because he's not. Because if he does an inheritance, it's going to be inheritance tax to his kids. He's too smart, and I'm enjoying it.
Well, he may be dying sooner than later with that. And you know how them little white rich kids are. They sometimes, not to put everybody in the same box, but who's most likely to? All right. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. But before we go, we have another birthday shout out.
Hey, come on, Funky.
Dineva, Dr. Heavenly here. Listen, I just wanted to take this time to tell you, you need to have a very happy birthday. I've learned so much from you. We've had great talks. We've laughed. We've cried together. And I just want to tell you, you're somebody really special to me. And I hope that you have a wonderful birthday. And may you have many, many more. I have a drink, pull some drink out for you, baby. I'll see you in Miami real soon, Labor Day weekend. But happy birthday, Funky Dineva. Quentin, have a happy birthday, Q. And many, many more to come. I love you, Quentin.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Heavenly, you know, I don't tell people publicly the extent of our relationship because the fans get crazy with me having to review Married to Medicine and whatnot. So I try to keep people out of our business. But Heavenly, me and Heavenly are like real friends, like talk on the phone weekly, gossip, kiki, talk about everybody like a dog, laugh. Like that is my home, girl. I love me some Dr. Heavenly. So thank you, Dr. Heavenly. Mwah.
I text her within minutes. She's like, I ain't got no makeup on, but absolutely. Like, she loves you, Q. And the chat is going crazy for you right now. Like, there's so much love. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the last segment and birthday celebration of our very own Q Funky Dineva. We'll be right back. Okay. Hey, welcome back to TGIF. It's Funky's birthday.
Hey, Funky. Hey, come on, Funky.
We got more shout outs and stories tonight. The love just keeps pouring through. So we got one more birthday shout out for you. Let's roll this birthday shout out.
Dineva, this is Gary with the T. You know, they tell me that today is your birthday. So I said, you know what? I'm on my way to the mall, but I must stop and say happy birthday to the second diva. That's Funky Dineva. Happy birthday, darling, and have a great day. And do like I do, dear. Spit out. Don't swallow that cake. It's not tasty. Happy birthday, Funky Dineva.
What did he just say?
Don't swallow the cake.
Oh, Lord. Gary is too funny. I love Gary. Thank you so much, Gary. Gary has definitely been a great friend, a great mentor, definitely somebody I look up to and respect in the business. Him being a gay media personality, I've definitely learned along the way how to navigate this space, living in my full truth and being who I am. And I just thank Gary so much for being a role model, a mentor, and most of all, a friend.
Very nice.
Every time I see Gary, I get emotional. No. Like, I really do. You know what I mean? Like, Gary was part of how this all started, and he definitely was magical with us. I love you, Gary, and thank you. And you are not.
Oh, is that your house phone?
I'm trying to have an emotional moment here.
Is that your mama calling?
I don't know. The eyes is watering up. I'm having a moment over here. Right, I'm like,
your mama calling, like, hey. You coming back?
I know this is about you, Q, and I just want to just, you know, I don't like to just like brush over Gary with the team.
I know.
And we have such amazing chemistry, and I hope we can all hang out one day together, even if it's just to just go to a party. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Gary, so much for continuing to support TGIF no matter what. Like, you are a class act, and we love you.
Yep.
So, yeah. All right. We got a couple more minutes to get in some more stories real quick. So let's talk about this real quick. Kenya Moore's ex-husband, Mark Daly, says he was forced to hire security because their 2-year-old daughter, Brooklyn, received threats from Bravo fans after being on the show. According to court documents obtained by Radar, Mark claimed that the party's minor child, Brooklyn, has received threats on social media platforms that feature her and that he's concerned with the additional exposure that may result in more threats to the parties. And Brooklyn, what do you think about Mark's allegations? Because now, you know, he was fighting with Kenya about not having her on the show, and actually Kenya won that. What do you think, Al?
Well, you know, we both know that both of them want the documents sealed, and the court has agreed both of them should seal the documents. I just want to give this shout out to Kenya Moore, because I'm definitely not normally a Kenya Moore fan. But thank you for that journey of motherhood that you did on national television. She gave hope for older women who still want to have kids who don't have eggs to provide a kid on their own. And Kenya Moore, thank you for that. That was really inspirational. Obviously, you motivated a lot of women to believe that they could still, you know, be mothers. Thank you for that.
I agree. And that's not Mark
need his ass whooped. This is conniving. This is a doggone play for custody. He's steady trying to poke at Kenya instead of leaving this damn woman alone. Everybody else in the world's child is on doggone TV and they don't need no doggone security. Kenya is not that big of a damn star that people are out there trying to kidnap Brooklyn. But
you have to remember that Kenya did agree on this one point, which was she wanted the court documents sealed.
And what the court documents got to do with security?
That was one of the reasons. Hello. That was one of the reasons he presented to the court. He said one of the reasons that we need to seal our documents is for the safety of our young child. Kenya agreed and the court agreed.
What does that have to do with security on a day-to-day basis? I'm going to the mall.
I just said to you that he used that as an example to the courts as a reason for sealing the documents.
Fun facts.
A child is at jeopardy here. And Kenya agreed that the documents should be sealed, and the courts agreed.
Fun fact, when Mark Daly was on Real Housewives of Atlanta, he absolutely had no issues with the child being on the show. I know this is a little bit off, but they've been fighting about that. It was okay when he was on it and he was, you know, getting all that exposure for his restaurant. When I was at the baby shower, there was cameras there. This is just they're jabbing. Well, he's jabbing at her, I think. You know what I mean?
I think at the end of the day, the thing that they both agree is that they want the documents closed, right? They don't want this played out in the public so everybody can read the back and forth. She says that, he says that, how he's doing it may be different than how she's doing it, but they both have one common goal in the court.
We got to wrap, Al.
We got to wrap. Q, once again, happy birthday. We hope you had an enjoyable, I know you don't do birthdays like this, so I hope you had an enjoyable time. Are you happy? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm very happy. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Soulmates. Thank you, audience, Al and Claudia. Everybody who did a shout out, I feel love. I'm overjoyed.
Happy birthday. Please make sure to check us out on Wednesday here on Foxhole. And have a great weekend, everybody. Happy birthday, Q. We'll see you soon. We got to turn up. Thank you so much for supporting us. Watch the replay tomorrow. Have a good one, Q and Al. Love y'all.
Love you. Mwah.